We want to pray for Melinda Splendler's father-in-law, George. He's very sick in the hospital. Pray for his wife, Gerda, and their family as well. And we want to pray for the family and friends of Betty Irwin, who went to her heavenly home yesterday.
Lord, we come to you with a grateful heart for all you have given us, knowing that troubles come in any life, and asking you to be with these specific people. Melinda Splendler's father-in-law, George, who is very sick in the hospital, we pray that you would be with him, be with his wife and their family in their time of need. Pick them up and carry them. Place people in their path with kind words, kind deeds. Please be with their caregivers. And we pray for healing upon George. We pray that you would be with the family and friends of Betty Irwin, who went to be with her Heavenly Father yesterday. Just be with them in their time of need, in their time of hurting, in their time of understanding of how this fits in the big context of their loved one is gone but has moved on to a better place. And then how do those who remain behind continue on without them? We ask for understanding and place people in their path just to help them along their way. In Christ's name we pray all this. Amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City. The Refuge Church is now located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into our prayer. Our guest for today is Tom Ivester. Fun Friday with Tom.
Yeah, so, you know, you heard Rick Spain say guidelines help us. So one of the common understandings of the Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was to serve, set guidelines for Christian life and Christian behavior. And it's kind of interesting if you look at it that in that light, he's kind of given directions. So this is, again, Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, and this is on oaths. Again, you have heard it that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oaths that you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Next chapter, or I guess the passage, this is the, these are all very, you know, famous and familiar. This is the old eye for eye. This is Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and a tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. I'm going to play a song now, kind of let that linger a little bit. This is a, it's an old gospel song, spiritual, probably back from the late 1800s, and this singer's doing kind of a modern take on it. Singer's named Eric Bibb, but it's 99 and a half won't do, and it's basically you got to commit, you got to commit, you got to go 100%. And so it became a song during the civil rights movement and popularized again. But anyway, I like it. So here we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, dance. Well, I've been trying to live 199 and a half didn't do. I've been trying to make 199 and a half didn't do. It won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half didn't do. It won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. My mama runs, trying to make 199 and a half didn't do. My mama tried, trying to make 199 and a half didn't do. Well, it won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. Well, it won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. I've been duped, I've been scorned, talked about as sure as you born. Talk about me as sure as you please. Your talk won't bend me to my knees. 'Cause 99, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. Mama told me, gotta make that 199 and a half won't do. Mama told me, make that 199 and a half won't do. Won't do,
it won't do,
it won't do,
it won't do.
99 and a half won't do. It won't do,
it won't do,
it won't do,
it won't do.
99 and a half won't do.
I've been buked, said I've been scorned, talked about sure as you born. Well, I've been buked, I've been scorned, I've been talked about sure as you born. But it won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, it won't do. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do.
It won't do.
It won't do.
It won't do.
Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Well, it won't do.
It won't do.
It won't do.
It won't do.
99 and a half won't do.
Okay, that was Eric Bibb with 99 and a half won't do. It's an old spiritual, and so he did a modern take on it. So it's kind of along those same lines of you got to commit, and you got to commit fully. So probably one of the most used stories now is Hernando Cortez when he came to the New World. He was in Mexico, which is what is now Mexico, but he had about 300 guys, and they got on the beach, and, you know, they were, I guess there were some grumblings. You know, you can read the story different ways. There's some grumblings, and, you know, some of them wanted to go back to Spain, and so he gathered them on the beach, and he had three ships, and he burned them right in front of them. He said, we're not going back, and this is proof. And I've heard that story a lot of ways used as commitments in the phrase, we're going to burn the boats, which means you're committing. You're going 100%. There's no turning back. There's not any going back. There's no plan B. It's either we're going forward or not. And, you know, in life, sometimes that's a good philosophy. Sometimes you got to have a way out, and sometimes there's a time to quit. So that philosophy can't rule, but it has a place, and when you – make your mind up to commit. Sometimes you just need to burn the boats and move on. And so I've tried to teach my kids that. So, okay, Matthew chapter, we're still on chapter 5. This is the Sermon on the Mount, the end of chapter 5. Loving your enemies, verse 43. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if they greet only their brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Again, I've heard sermons preached over each of these passages because they can be pretty cryptic if you don't understand them. One thing, passage I have clinged on to in this, he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. You know, there have been times when I've been either resentful or jealous of people who I thought were either unworthy or, you know, lazy or just you're like, you got to be kidding me. How did this person get that successful, or how did they get this job, or how did they get that position, or how did they get that girl or boy? And you're just scratching your head. And I think back to this passage. I mean, God didn't promise us anything. You know, things happen to the good and the bad. And and that leads into a lot of other conversations I have I won't get into now. So, I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and this is kind of a switch. So this is, I'm a big Paul Simon fan. I like him. And so we're going to play a Paul Simon song because it's Friday, and it's a kind of a good feeling song. Let's see if I can pull it up here. He had an album out called Graceland, and I believe it came out in 86. And this was one of the almost every song on that album was really good. But this one is called You Can Call Me Al. Mm. It's just kind of a bouncy little tune, a feel-good tune. Again, it doesn't really have anything to do with Scripture, but it's Friday, and, you know, want to feel good going into the weekend. So this is Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street. He says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy, when you call,
okay, that was Paul Simon, and again, that song came out, I think it was 86, maybe 87, one of his more popular albums. Anyway, there were a lot of good songs on that. So, okay, Matthew chapter 6, moving on. So we'll probably read a passage or two, and then maybe a song, and then that'll be it, right? Okay, so again, Jesus speaking, Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And this next one, on prayer, Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Okay. This is a cover of a song by a group called the Pentatonics, and they're all a cappella, and they might sound like they got some drum beats, but it's actually a voice doing it. So it's a different kind of version, but the song is called Cheerleader, and it was a hit song, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. It was a nice little tune, but I like their a cappella version. And it's basically, hey, I've got a cheerleader in my life. You got someone who's supporting you. I'm going to be fine. And, you know, we all need that, whether it's a friend or a spouse or a family member. We all need a cheerleader to encourage us. And we're, you know, we're tasked with being the hands and the feet so we can be somebody else's cheerleader. So I like this song in this version. So here we go.
Not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, well, she walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Say, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was Cheerleader by the Pentatonics, and they have an absolutely wonderful Christmas album. It is incredible. They do renditions of Little Drummer Boy, but it's all a cappella, and some of it is just absolutely beautiful. So, I've got several songs on here. I'm going to play one more pentatonic song to lead us out. This one is called Sing. Again, it was a popular song 3 or 4 years ago. I like the way they do it, but it's basically just, look, you know, when you're down or you know, feeling down, you know, you can sing. And that can be in a song, it can be in prayer, it can be in a lot of different ways. So we're going into a weekend, so here we go. This is Sing by the Pentatonix. Yeah.
For your papa, sing it for the whole world, whether boy or girl, for your number one man. K.O. and the beat, okay? I'm the human being. Go ahead, go and sing it downtown, cause the beat won't stop. No, wait, wait, wait.
Sing, 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 sing it out as hard as you can. Make them hear you from LA to Japan. Don't let them bring you down. This is how we do it now.
That's all, folks. That's all we got.
We appreciate you, sir. You always bring good stuff.
Yeah.
We dig it.
It's always a fun Friday.
I know it. It don't hurt to have fun Friday here and there, y'all. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, from Tom Ivester, y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray.